co-eternal, co-equal, sovereign one. The Father is fundamentally the one entity equipped to speak in history with no audible tongue. And when he speaks, show it's got to be done. The obvious conclusion is this one ruler. Give the honor that's thus due him, and let every prodigal come to him to be seated at the Lord's alma mater, become students. The first lesson, God the Father is no human. God is spirit, kids. I know that scripture lists a myriad of human traits, but he's speaking figurative, and you can trace the penmanship, though it's given as a norm. He's speaking in the literary form, using anthropological morphism as depicted in the Psalms to capture and embody the Lord's wisdom. What is written isn't wrong, I'm just fitting to inform and to warn. It's actually not a short system. Listen, the problem is its immensity. Due to bondage and folly, we can't possibly invent a scheme that is able to model him specifically. Language can't contain him, even if we jot it in calligraphy. Even though some know him, the Father's a mystery. So our knowledge about the Father's not from college, but from the Prince of Peace. Yeah, he sees all the Father has done and speaks as his powerful Son, as in the Gospel of John. Every ounce of his teaching clearly amounts to the thesis that he's spinning by the Father's business, thus he's announcing his kingdom. Plus the Father will speak in any season he wishes, like as a witness to Jesus' baptism, thus deeming it fitting, and the transfiguration on behalf of his greatness, not only showing his glory, but he actively states it. Remember what his dad told us, spoken as a last notice, him I glorify, just as he spoke it at Passover.
Three identities, ascribed as one divinity, the same God from infinity. Since we see the three as equally deity, this being we have described as the Trinity. It's so evident in the Old Testament, God used plural pronouns, concealing a mystery. But the New Testament's truth represents the Father, the Son and Spirit's revealing explicitly.
Call eternal, call equal, sovereign one, second person of the Trinity, God the Son. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This verse don't discard in Christ, he added human nature to his divine nature. That's hypostatic union, not an angel kapoor with supremacy. In his body's the fullness of deity. This is God's Son, who created everything, bar none. That's from Colossians and John 1. This might pose a problem to some, but Christ said he and his Father are one. Hebrew 1's not bad to believe, but the same pattern we read with Adam and Eve. To say God's his Father, he's equal with God. There's only one God in the Hebrew Shema, and two gods from Christ then. Why would David say the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand? Just in case you claim there's another Lord, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. There's no gods for different territories, just one God who won't share his glory. Isaiah 6, you can read the story. Holy, 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 that's what he said when he saw him in his glory. What a pure sight. John 12, 41 said he saw Christ, wouldn't this upstage ya? If you claim to be God and besides you there is no Savior. Isaiah 43, 11, this word seen, but said about Christ in Titus 2, 13, that he would save men for sure was established, for he forgave sins as the Lord of the Sabbath.
Three identities, ascribed as one divinity, the same God from infinity. Since we see the three as equally deity, this being we have described as the Trinity. It's so evident in the Old Testament, God used plural pronouns, concealing a mystery. But the New Testament's truth represents the Father, Son, and Spirit's revealing explicitly. Co-eternal, co-equal, sovereign one, that proceeds from the Father and Son. Reminiscent Genesis, when Jehovah created through speech, shaping the heat from emptiness, the Spirit over the face of the deep. Surged in the virgin's miraculous conception, works in sinners to bring us back into connection. Impacted through his miracle of washing, sinners now cry, Abba Father, through a spirit of adoption, now we shall inherit everlasting life through Christ's sacrifice, aided by the eternal spirit he would say goodbye, but send a friend who made his body bag unzip to declare his divine sonship. And his forces that cause this will lift the rigor mortis off our stiff and rigid corpses. He knows the churches don't deserve this, but sealed us with a stamp like the postal service to close the purchase. We in the this book's ledger. And this we could measure by whether he works in us to will and do his good pleasure. He paint the imagery of sin to the world to acquaint them vividly, while equipping saints for ministry to give birth and convert through the cross. The person of gift dispersing, no impersonal force. Of course, David said it well. You can't hide from his omnipresence, even if you made your bed in hell. And the writers he'd inspire, and lying to him is lying to God. Ask Ananias and Sapphira. Let's hail the Trinity. Men inhale divinity to exhale infinity, yet veil it cleverly to the spiteful but insightful, to disciple them won't let their flesh fail in memory. And sheep he would clone after the lion, testifying of the chief cornerstone and not speak of his own. Three identities, ascribed as one divinity, the same God from infinity. Since we see the three as equally deity, this being we have described as the Trinity. It's so evident in the Old Testament, God used plural pronouns concealing the mystery. But the New Testament's truth represents the Father, Son, and Spirit's revealing explicitly.